And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Addict Talks out of friggin' Cuba. A bunch of us losers went to Cuba and played some shows, and it was fucking rad. And yeah, I met these really cool dudes. That was Disputus de Toto by Addict Talks. This guy Pollo showed us around a little bit. We played a show with him in Santa Clara, Cuba. And this guy, Dave from the Cross Stitch Size, kind of helped us get around, but it was mostly Mrs. Rohde and Kate Knox that like set up a whole bunch of it, along with all sorts of people. There was 80 punks out of Oakland and Germany and England. It was part of the Bob Fest, and it was crazy, and it just was. What was that over there?
A good time.
Something like that. So, yeah, there's a bunch of new releases for the Bob Fest and for things, and there's a bunch of old stuff too. So this is Hal with Rotten Ron, and
woo!
I'm taking over the show. This is Ego Boost self-promotion Bob Fest set. This one's called Tiny Little Heart. It's our new Flexi, and it's pretty rad. And let's see. Wait, where were we on that one?
Hello? Where am I?
I didn't cue this up. What's going on here? How could this happen?
This man taught me everything.
Devil inside.
has cross stitch eyes off their badass. What does it say? Tornach.
No idea.
I can't read. I can't read cool writing. I'm too old.
Not at all.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Cast Out. Freaking badass. They headlined one of the nights at the Bob Fest down there in Oakland a couple weeks ago. Previous to that was You Can't Take Me Anywhere by Kicker off their brand new Rendered Obsolete LP. They're one of the bands that went to friggin' Cuba and kicked some Roadie really showed everybody how to be like a rock star. He's rad. Previous to that were Fracas, who also went to Cuba. That was Hurt on the World off their Hurt on the World CD. It's, I don't know, it was probably like 15 years old or something. But those guys are still kicking. Their guitar player, one of their guitar players kind of freaked out and didn't make it to Cuba, but they played without him anyway, and it was killer. The Pathogens also played, and I thought I had their CD with me, and damn, if I don't have it. But, you know, they're f***ing rocking. They're on, like, a comp here and there. And keep your eye out for the Pathogens. Before that, we're Party Force off their new 7-inch I Hate Cops to the Max. And that was a song called The Devil Inside. Brand new record. Also, before that was The Dreadful Children off one of their older CDRs. Beware of Dreadful Children. That was a song called Nemesis. They played one of the nights at the Bob Fest. I don't know why I couldn't find any Shiza Minnelli, but I couldn't pull my head out to get some of that. There's and the Subhumans played. There's all sorts of rad bands that played. Started that set off with the Who's He What's It's doing Tiny Little Heart, and that's a brand new Flexi, a Flexi postcard, actually. So you gotta like really dig. You gotta dig for that kind of. And yeah, just the first song of the whole show was the Dick Talks again, and big shout out to them for drinking beer and rum all day and then still playing a kick-ass show. We also played with Revuelta Anarquiza out of Havana and Esta Filcoco out of Havana, and I just don't know how to get their stuff. They didn't, you know, people don't have access to a lot of things over there, but they knew how to play some kick 80s hardcore, and it was rad that like all the locals knew all the songs and everything, and it was pretty friggin' rad. So now that I'm kind of calmed down and blither blathered forever, I think I need to take a drink of water. And Ron, is it your turn yet?
Totally, totally. It's my turn. Manic Relapse was this weekend, and I got a bunch of tapes. Oh, I don't know. Some of these bands played. I think most of them did. Some didn't. Then there's some record. I don't know. Whatever. It's good stuff. This is Futura. They're from Los Angeles. We'll be right back.
ha ha ha.
All right, that was Fitz. F-I-T-S. I don't know what it stands for. They're from Canada. That was, these walls are made of sh**, which could be true. Before that, Fantasy Lane, they're from the LA area. I forgot what town. I picked that tape up at Manic Relapse because it has a parrot and a Leatherman suit. Wouldn't you buy it? Before that was Prison Postuma from Santa Ana with Company Financiera. I think that has something to do with a bank. Don't quote me. Before that was Creamin with El Amigo Soy Yo Parte Dos. No idea what that means, but it was a good song. Before that was Argument, also from LA, some of them. And we started off with Futura, Slave to Life. That's from their new demo. I know that's the singer of Fumigados. I don't know if it's more than just her, but I miss them, but it's a great demo. And Hal, what do you got?
I got some garbage that I love. Dangus Tarkus thing. Rock and Roll for the People. You turn it over, and there's this man's all the songs written on it. And
well, who doesn't love that?
Apocaloid is the name of this gem.
and wet for division of wealth. Such as treasures, yet expensive for others. I dread the intangible. We fabricate the immeasurable. With the stars for definite shades. Split the up with flaring blades.
On me. So that was Bad Dreams Always from Sweden doing the Ingen Control.
There's a Jesus on the cover.
Yeah, and there's this, the name of the EP is In Avalon's Mactador Corridor. And yeah, I can't even do it justice, but it's a pretty badass record. Previous to that were the Manatees doing. It's one real cool song called Stupefier, and it's off their Superman Damn Fool, the LP. And previous to that one was a Western Addiction. That was Mass Cult, Vulgarians, and Enlightenment off their new Tremulous LP. Those guys are out of San Fran. What else? What else I do? Los Impuestos doing Nuevos Ladrones. And these dudes are out of Guatemala. And the record is called Donde Se Dragon Los Niños. And it's got a picture of Richie Rich, like with track marks in his arms, and his waiter's like giving him a needle. It's pretty rad. Some kids are pretty creative with all this newfangled artwork stuff. Previous to that, were a herd of waiters doing artesian off their Total Stinker album. These guys are a bunch of Canucks. And started things off with Dangus Tarkus. And Apocaloid. Fine record there. What do you got for us, Ron?
Oh, hey, I'm back.
Whoa.
Yo, thanks, Hal. What am I playing? Oh, Total Love. More Total. They pressed their demo on a Flexi. It's listen to it.
We'll be right back.
Feedback. That was a brand new Electrocutioner from their new demo. That was Butchered Ones. Before that was the new Rixie, or not, you know, like it's a couple months old, but that was Paris Est, I guess. Yeah, Paris Dash Est. And before that was Subversive Right from New York with Big Brother. I kind of screwed up and cut off their intro, but excuse me, I'm losing my voice here. And we started off with Total Love with Amor Total. They're from Mexico. They repressed their demo tape on a Flexi. And thank you for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We enjoy bringing you able to the best DIY punk rock from around the world every week for free. If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you? Donating is easy and it's tax deductible. Go to our website, MaximumRockandRoll.com, and click on the donate button. Or for more information about this radio show, check out our website, radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com. Or send us an email at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. And if you want to Twitter us, just, I don't know, I guess you're like Donald Trump or something. For review, send two copies of vinyl, one copy of CD only release, and cassettes to Rotten Ron Ready. I mean, Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 480760, San Francisco, California, 94146, in what's left of the United States of America. Maximum Rock and Roll is edited by Kalu. Big shout out to Kalu.
Yeah.
And there's a clean version of this show. Thanks to John Carnes.
Thanks, John.
And yeah, thanks everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Hal. Yeah, a lot of festival hippie shit going on. And we're going to finish off with No Class. They're from Australia. This is Right to Work, not a Chelsea cover.